Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it. Proverbs 13:11. Hi, I'm Rob West. Patience is definitely a virtue, especially when it comes to investing. But too often we allow our emotions to rule over us. Art Rayner joins us today to discuss four ways emotions ruin smart investing. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it's always a pleasure to have my friend Art Rayner on the program. Art is the author of several books on biblical finance and director of the Institute for Christian Financial Health, which certifies Christian financial counselors. Art, great to have you back.
Rob, it is always an honor to join you.
Art, we're talking about the ways emotions can derail wise investing, and it's really critical that people are aware of these. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Over and over, I've heard comments like, the market is on fire. I'm putting more money in. The market is tanking, so I'm going to take all of the money out. People make reactionary decisions as a response to momentary gains or losses in the stock market, and they are rarely smart decisions. When it comes to investing, emotions are your enemy. Allowing emotions to guide your investment decisions will most likely lead you to buy high and sell low, never creating the gains necessary to build a solid retirement fund.
Yeah, and no doubt you want to buy low and sell high. So that would be the opposite of what you want to do. So let's look at four ways you've identified that emotions ruin smart investing so folks don't fall into the emotional trap. What's first?
Yeah, first, emotions are often focused on the present, not the future. Now the present matters, but usually we are so consumed with the day-to-day market volatility that we miss the big picture. We're not investing for today. We're investing for the future. Yeah. When you keep your eyes on the future, bumps in the market seem, you know, less dramatic. So limit emotional decision-making by focusing on the future.
Yeah, that's great advice, and perhaps turning down the noise of the world through the 24-hour news cycle might help. What's the second way that emotions ruin smart investing?
Yeah, that would be allowing fear to take over, usually during a down market. When the market heads south, we are sometimes suddenly filled with fear, but making fear-motivated investment decisions rarely results in a sound, thoughtful decision. We saw this in 2008. As the market plummeted, individuals pulled out of the market, swearing that they would never invest again. Of course, most of those people probably would now agree that their decision was not the best. During a down market, fear is often your worst enemy.
That's right. And as you well know, your steady contributions actually buy more shares when the market's down. So who wants to buy at the top all the time? All right, what's next?
Next, we can be overconfident during an up market. Whereas fear can hurt you during down markets, overconfidence does the same during up markets. We saw this right before the dot-com bubble burst in 2000. We could look back on 2020 and point out something similar. Markets moving upwards can lead people to view the market as free money. Individual investors who have no idea what they are doing start purchasing riskier investments. Those who were never in the market before suddenly jump in, not wanting to miss out on making an extra buck. Overconfidence fills the market and creates the opposite effect of fear. However, the result can be just as devastating.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, we have time for one more way emotions can ruin smart investing.
Yeah, it's feeling regret when you look back on past investment decisions. While regret can help us make better investment decisions moving forward, we must be careful not to overcorrect, but regret can lead us to do just that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Bible says that saving is wise, so we need to be wise and invest for the future, but not let emotions determine our investment decisions. All right, Art, we've got just a few seconds left. Tell us about the Certified Christian Financial Counselor.
Yeah, so the Certified Christian Financial Counselor helps individuals and couples get out of debt, create a budget, start saving for the future, and they can be found by going to christianfinancialhealth.com, and then right up at the top, you'll see a tab that says Search Cert CFC. If you click on that, you'll be able to find one in your area or find one that you can meet via video.
Folks, I can't encourage you enough to reach out to a certified Christian financial counselor. Again, you can do that at ChristianFinancialHealth.com. Art, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Art Rayner, Director of the Institute for Christian Financial Health. Again, check them out at ChristianFinancialHealth.com, where you can find a cert CFC. Back with your questions after this. Stick around.
Our teens are becoming soul winners with the help of the Truth for Youth Bible.
Hi, I teach in a high school, and I just want to say thank you for the Truth for Youth Bibles. A youth group in our area was passing them out, and one young lady said she wanted to give a Bible to a particular person that she knew would not receive it. Not only did that person receive it, they were thankful for it and promised to read it. It was by the end of that day that person committed their life to Christ.
Over the last 20 years, more than a million Truth for Youth Bibles have been given to youth all over America. And this year, we want to add at least 60,000 to that total. It's available in English and Spanish, and every student between the ages of 13 and 18 can get one free if they promise to give it to a friend at school. Call 844-530-8890. That's 844-530-8890 between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central, or visit tfy.org anytime.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance Program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
What's the basis of a Christian testimony? It's not how impressive the person is, but how impressed they are with Jesus. For world record-holding sprinter and hurdler Sydney McLaughlin-Livroni, both are true. I'm David Wolin. Join me on the next Haven Today for a series we're calling Olympics 2024, Far Beyond Gold.
Haven Today, weekday mornings at 4:30 Central on American Family Radio. Listen online at AFR.net.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian credit counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian credit counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Our lines are open. We're ready for your questions today. What's on your mind? Let's talk about it. 800-525-7000. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let me say that our promise to you is to approach God's word as we look at your financial questions. So we run everything through the lens of biblical wisdom to be hopeful, to be encouraging, to give you wise and expert advice, but to do so in a way that points you back to Jesus. Because here's what we recognize, is that the way we handle money is one of the primary indicators of where we're at spiritually, right? Think about it. It's the most tangible demonstration every day of where we place our trust and what we value. And so we want to lean into God's word, counteracting the noise of the world that would say that money can lead us to significance and purpose and the abundance that was kind of hardwired into us by God. That's just not true. It's not possible. Money is, in fact, a tool to accomplish God's purposes. Yes, it's appropriate to enjoy it, and clearly we're to provide with it, but we're to give, we're to deploy it, that capital to promote human flourishing and to bless the world. We're to use it in a way that God intended, and when we do, it's
one of God's good creations that we're using in an appropriate manner. But when it becomes the object of our affection, or it's an end rather than a means to an end, well, we get it out of its proper context and all kinds of problems follow suit. So we want to help redirect you toward a right heart attitude and perspective about money, but do so in a way that addresses your practical concerns. So whatever's on your mind today in your financial life, whether it's your spending plan, I realize that's harder to tackle than ever now. Maybe it's your investments where we started today with Art Rayner. Maybe it's paying down debt or improving that credit score or giving wisely. Whatever's on your mind today, give us a call, 800-525-7000. We will dive into that here in just a moment. By the way, as you've heard all week, it's National Truth for Youth Bible Week here at American Family Radio. We're inviting you to help us give away thousands of free Bibles to young people across America. We're partnering, of course, again this year with Revival Fires International, and we're looking to give one free Truth for Youth Bible to every student who wants one between the ages of 13 and 18, so long as they promise to pass it along to a friend at school this year. It has the entire New Testament. It has full-color comics that present the gospel alongside moral truths. It's even available in Spanish. Over a million of these have gone out in the 20 years that they've been doing this, more than 25,000 salvations that we know of as a result of that. And this year, our goal is to get 60,000 Bibles into the hands of teens, and you can help us do that at tfy.org. That's tfy.org. That stands for Truth for Youth. Or you can call 844-530-8890. Folks, we can't do this without you, and I can't think of anything more important than to put Bibles in the hands of students that are going to get to those who don't yet know Jesus. So if you can help us reach our goal, this is the week to do it. Right now is the time to visit tfy.org or call 844-530-8890. We're delighted that our good friend Tim Todd will be with us a little later in our broadcast, in fact, in our final segment to talk more about this. But go ahead and take just a few moments right now and be a part of what we're doing at tfy.org or call 844-530-8890. And thanks in advance. All right, we're going to begin taking your phone calls today. We've got, looks like, two lines open at 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's begin today in Texas. Hi, Rod. Go ahead.
Hello, Rob. Thanks for phone call or taking my call.
Sure.
My wife and I bought a house years ago. I'm the only one on the mortgage. We lived in it 17 years. We sold it 3 years, 9 months ago. We moved out of it. We bought another property 3 years, 9 months ago. We did not sell that primary residence. She got the mortgage on the new property that we currently live in. I am not on that mortgage. She is not on the first mortgage. My CPA said I'm going to have to pay capital gains tax. I need to talk to a 1031 agent, exchange agent, and the tax could be as high as 24%. I'm wondering if I can sell that first residence, take the money, and buy the property from her, buy her mortgage, and take so I don't have to pay the capital gains tax.
Hmm. Well, the person that's on the mortgage is really not a concern. It's really just that you follow the rules with regard to the 1031 exchange. So as long as both the selling property, what's called the relinquished property, and the property you're buying, the replacement property, are held for investment or business purposes, therefore being considered like kind, which broadly means just the same nature, then you are able to essentially push that gain forward as you do that. Now, there are some rules with regard to that in terms of how quickly you have to identify the property, and then you've got to close on it within 180 days. So you need to, you know, do all of that the way it needs to be done. But you're right. You do need to select a 1031, what's called a qualified intermediary. And typically you just want to make sure they have good experience with it. So the relevant legal, tax, and, you know, real estate experience, you know, whether they're up to date with the IRS regs and state laws, and if they're licensed through FINRA, the regulatory organization, You know, and they're obviously you want to know that they're sound and stable and, you know, because they're going to be handling large sums of money. But, you know, I think apart from that, as long as you get somebody who specializes in this, you know, that could be a great option for you, given that you're looking to replace an investment property with another investment property. And, you know, who is on the mortgage really doesn't matter. The mortgage is going to be paid off when you sell it.
It's not, I'm taking what turned into an investment property, and I'm wanting to buy our residence, pay the mortgage off on our current residence. It's not going to be an investment property.
Okay, I missed that. My apologies. So, yeah, you're not replacing it with a like-kind property, so a 1031 does not apply. So you will have those capital gains, and that's going to come down to, you know, have you owned this property for more than a year?
The one I'm selling, have owned it for about 20 years. And
Yes. So that would be a long-term capital gain. So you'll take your taxable income for the year, including the capital gains, plus the other taxable income that you have, and add all that together. And if you're married filing jointly, you know, as long as that's under $553,000, then, you know, when all together, you know, your wages and interest minus deductions, but with the capital gain, you know, that's going to be at the 15% rate. If you're over $553,000, it's going to be at 20%.
Is there any tax shelters we can move any of the money into to defer or avoid taxes?
There really aren't. I mean, the only options I would know of, and you could certainly get with a CPA on this, would be the 1031, which doesn't apply here because you're not replacing it with a like-kind property. Or if you want to do some charitable giving, you could give a portion or all of this property away. The easiest way is to a donor advised fund prior to the sale. And then the portion of the property given to the donor advised fund would not be included in your capital gains. So if you were going to do some giving, maybe out of cash or other assets, you could do it out of this asset and then miss the capital gain. But apart from that, you know, you're going to have to pay it.
All right. Thank you very much, Rob. Have a blessed day.
Yeah, you too, Rod. God bless you. Thanks for being on the program. Hey, folks, we still got a lot more to go. We're just getting started here. Call right now, 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
Every day, AFA offers biblical insight on issues that others aren't willing to touch in the hopes that you'll become a world changer. That's why we're offering an in-depth worldview training course called Activate. 13 different professors teaching 18 sessions, all available online, including a printed workbook to help you apply what you've learned and one-year access to AFA streaming content to give you even more resources. Find out more about Activate and sign up today at activate.afa.net.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at guidestonefunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Over the last 20 years, more than a million Truth for Youth Bibles have been given to youth all over America. And this year, we want to add at least 60,000 to that total. It's available in English and Spanish, and every student between the ages of 13 and 18 can get one free if they promise to give it to a friend at school. Call 844-530-8890. That's 844-530-8890, between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central, or visit tfy.org anytime.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Wildman, Associate Director of the AFA Foundation. We exist to help our supporters to leave a lasting legacy for years to come. We would love to speak with you regarding your situation to help put in place a lifetime income. while also giving to the ministry of AFA and AFR. You can reach out to us by phone or email at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Again, National Truth for Youth Bible Week. You can help us get there. Help us put 60,000 Bibles in the hands of teens. Perhaps one of those has your name on it. The way you can get involved with just a couple of minutes and help us reach this goal, not just so we can reach the goal, but so we can ultimately see people, students coming to Christ. Go to tfy.org or call 844-530-8890. Tim Todd going to be by later in the broadcast, so we'll get the latest on Youth Bible Week, Truth for Youth Bible Week here at American Family Radio straight ahead. In the meantime, looks like all the lines are full, so let's get right back to the phones. We're going to go to West Virginia. Hi, Sheila. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks.
I have good, very good. I have, I'm kind of mixed up here with stuff, but I'm about to retire, and I have about $7,300 in the bank, but we just sold our parents' home, and I will be receiving anywhere from $28,000 to $30,000. So how can I use that to my advantage to grow more money to help me through retirement?
Yeah, it's a great question. So you have no debt other than a car payment. You said you're 64, 7,000 in savings. What would you say you all spend on a monthly basis, roughly?
Oh, mercy. I don't know, because I work on the road, so it's all different. My rent is only 7.25 a month, which is awesome, and it was just changed to that after 8 years of not even moving.
Okay.
You know, it's just myself.
Okay, very good. I'd love for you to get a budget in place, and I realize, you know, that is one extra thing to do, but, you know, it's really important, I think, that you assign every dollar a job, and, you know, we know where it's going, so it doesn't slip through your hands, but let's say, for the sake of argument, it's $2,500 a month, all in. You may say, no, that's too high, maybe it's $2,000, so let's use that. If we wanted 6 months' expenses, which I think is a good, place for you to be, especially, you know, heading into this next season of life, that's $12,000. So I would, at the minimum, fully fund your emergency fund with 6 months' expenses. So we've got that in reserves. I'd put that in a liquid high-yield savings account. You can get, you know, north of 4.5% on that fee-free. And so, you know, that would be the first thing I would do. If you wanted to take the rest of it and just kind of, you know, put it away, we're getting good interest rates right now, and just keep that completely safe, you could put the whole thing there. If you wanted to carve off, though, anything beyond that, so let's say we added $5,000 to your savings to fully fund your emergency fund, so that leaves you, let's say, $25,000 left. You know, the key is to determine what is your time horizon on that money. Now, things can change, and if you're in marketable securities like stocks and bonds, you could always sell those if you had to. So that's the good news. But you don't want to go into them with the expectation that you're going to have to sell them in less than certainly 5 years, preferably 10 years. And the idea would be that, you know, even once you hit 65, if you're in good health, you know, we need to plan for, even though no one knows the day or the hour the Lord's going to call us home or he's going to return, we plan for probably a 30-year time horizon, because you could absolutely live into your 90s. You could live beyond that. And so we can still take a long-term perspective, even at 65 or 70. And so if you wanted to do that, what I would probably do is just drop that into a high-quality, faith-based investing mutual fund. If you wanted something that aligned with your values, that, you know, had some good growth prospects, and you'd kind of put it in there and forget about it, so to speak. And, you know, you could use any one of the faith-based investing fund families that, you know, are underwriters here at Faith and Finance. But there are plenty of other options as well. But so give me your thoughts on all that.
I think it's great. I think that's a lot of information to take in, but if you guide me through it, that would be helpful to me.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be happy to. So let's just back up. So step one, fully fund your emergency fund. Where is that $7,000 today?
Just in a savings account, and it's barely yielding anything.
Okay. So what I would do is go to bankrate.com, bankrate.com. Click on high yield savings. You'll see a list of online banks. You want to look for one that's at least 4.5-star rated. You want to look for one that has FDIC insurance. They all will, for the most part, but just make sure you see that. That means it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. I would open a high-yield savings account that's paying at least 4.5% right now and then link it to your checking account at your bank that you currently bank with. And then I would move that $7,000 in reserves over there, so now you're not earning next to nothing, you're earning 4.5% a year. And then I would add to that online bank account, the savings account that's linked to your checking, an additional $5,000 at a minimum. Okay. Now, with the balance of it, as long as you had that 10-year time horizon and you want to grow it, realizing, yes, you're taking some risk, so it could lose value, but the goal is to continue to increase it, then you could use one of the faith-based investing funds. To get a list of those, I'm going to give you one more website, and it's faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. faithandinvesting.com/faithfi, Faith F-I. And that would give you a downloadable resource that would give you a list of all those faith-based investing fund families. And you can invest directly in them, like Timothy would be a great one you've probably heard about here on American Family Radio, going all the way back to Dan Celia. It'd be a great fund family. You put the $20,000, $25,000, whatever's left in that fund, and just let it grow. So that would be, I think, a great option for you. Hopefully that at least gives you some things to think about, Sheila. But, that would be the direction that I would head in the future. But if you have other questions on that along the way, don't hesitate to reach out to us. And we appreciate your call today. Well, folks, we've got to hit another break here just around the corner. Let me mention, if you would like to find a certified Kingdom advisor, so that's a financial professional who shares your values, you're looking to journey with somebody in the area of financial planning or investment management, estate planning, insurance or taxes, but you want somebody who shares your values, we would recommend you go to our website at faithfi.com, click Find a Professional. And we just added, speaking of the last caller regarding faith-based investing, we just added a feature that allows you, when you're selecting a CKA, to say, I only want a CKA who can do faith-based investing, to ensure that they offer that type of investment strategy. You can make that selection right there as you get your list. Faithfi.com, click Find a Professional. Back with another segment right after this and more questions. Stay with us. Did you know the average person walks nearly 2,000 miles a year? Now think about the millions of children around the world who risk disease and miss out on opportunities simply because they walk those 2,000 miles without a decent pair of shoes. Around the world, Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls provides access to health, education, hope, and opportunity through the gift of shoes. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child right now.
The Middle East, that's one part of the world we need to pay attention to, especially the country of Israel. Each week, I'll help you make sense of what's happening in that region through a biblical lens. I'll bring you important information about security threats, archaeological discoveries, biblical prophecy, ministries happening on the ground, and much more. I'm John Riley. Join me for the Middle East Report Special Edition every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Central on American Family Radio as I connect you to the people, places, and geography of what we read in God's Word.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
Over the last 20 years, more than a million Truth for Youth Bibles have been given to youth all over America. And this year, we want to add at least 60,000 to that total. It's available in English and Spanish, and every student between the ages of 13 and 18 can get one free if they promise to give it to a friend at school. Call 844-530-8890. That's 844-530-8890 between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central, or visit tfy.org anytime.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Well, during that break, I went over to tfy.org and made my own gift, and now 25 Truth for Youth Bibles are going to be headed off to students. Committing to put those in the hands of another student who doesn't yet know Christ. It was that quick and easy. You can do the same at tfy.org. Tim Todd coming up in our next segment. In the meantime, we're taking your phone calls today on anything financial. Let's head right back to the phones. Hi, Clint. Thanks for calling from Alabama, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time.
And, you're welcome.
We appreciate your ministry, and just to encourage you with that.
Thank you.
We are very thankful for your ministry. I had a quick question. I'm walking outside real fast. There's a little right. in here where I work. But,
okay. What are they building back there? What's going on in your place of work?
Actually, right now I'm building a rock crusher made with carbide tips on it. And it's a highly machined piece of equipment that spins in circles and crushes rocks.
I mean, that just sounds so cool. I would really like to see that. I love that. All right. I'm sorry to get us off track here, Clint. Go ahead.
Yeah, quick question. I basically was curious what my best route would be to take to pay off about $7,000 on a high interest, you know, credit card, that being my only debt other than a home and an automobile, which my budget. I basically have about $1,500 a month disposable income after I pay all my bills.
Yes. Okay. And how much did you say the total credit card debt was? $7,000?
Correct.
Okay. And so are you saying that you could put the majority of that $1,500 in a typical month toward the cards? Or is that, you know, just... you know, available for all the things that you don't get a bill for, so you still need a good bit of that in a typical month.
I could probably get my own, like, you know, $500 out of that. So $1,000 I could probably put towards it.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
I didn't know. I have about $25,000 in a 401k, and I also I could potentially take out, I was thinking maybe even like just a small home improvement loan or something, as I've done before. And just with a lower interest rate, you know, around 7%, and maybe just, you know, pay that off over a period of 3 years or just try to hit it hard with my leftover $1,000 for the next year.
I'm definitely going, Clint, with that latter option there. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, with credit card debt up, I mean, we're over $1 trillion owed now. It's because of inflation being sky high the last several years and everything being so expensive. We're seeing more and more people take on credit card debt. And as a result of that, one of the strategies you described is on the rise as well. There's been about a 30% increase on the year for those taking hardship withdrawals from a 401k, which triples the pre-pandemic rate. So this is happening in large numbers. It's not what I recommend. That's expensive money. Number one, you're going to have you pay tax on it. Number two, if you're under 59 and a half, you're going to pay a 10% penalty on top of the tax. And then number three, which is equally as troubling, is that money's no longer there to grow for the future, which is why you put it there in the first place. And so, you know, I'd like for that money to stay right where it is. I'm delighted to hear that you've got the $1,500 a month left over and that you think you could put somewhere around $1,000. I wouldn't take out a home equity loan. That's going to be expensive. There's costs associated with that. Number two is we're making unsecured debt now secured by your domicile, your home. And if something went sideways, you potentially put your home at risk. So what I would probably do, given how much discretionary income you have, is I'd just be laser focused on trying to send every penny of that $1,500 a month that you can realistically to the debt, try to get it knocked out in the next, 7 months, 6 to 7 months. If it's going to go longer than that, the fallback plan would be a debt management plan where you can still pay it faster than the scheduled payment, but the interest rates come down. And I'd call our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. They'd put this into a credit counseling program, which just simply means the card is closed and their interest rate is dropped to the credit counseling rate, but now you just have to pay through the debt management company, in this case, Christian Credit Counselors. And again, you could send as much as you want. You don't have to just send the scheduled payment. But if you believe you can do it in 6 months, I might just go ahead and do it yourself. But you've got to stay focused on it. Don't, go into it with good intentions and then end up sending only $200 a month. And, you call me 18 months later and we still have this debt hanging around. Does all that make sense, though?
Makes a lot of sense. I do appreciate your help.
Absolutely, Clint. Listen, all the best to you, my friend. So either pay it yourself and make this a real priority, or contact ChristianCreditCounselors.org and they can help. God bless you, my friend. Let's go to Ohio. Hi, Estella. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great. Hey, so I'm coming up on my second year anniversary at work. I have not started investing in the company's 401k plan because I'm unsettled as to where the company is going to be investing the money.
Yeah.
And so I know they'll be taking some of my earnings and joining it with, the free money that they'll be giving me. But yeah, I don't know how to work around that because I don't believe in certain things,
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand that. And increasingly, with options now, believers are saying, as I deploy capital, and that's what you're doing, you're taking the capital that the Lord has entrusted to you through your paycheck, and you're redirecting it into a tax-deferred investment account called a 401k. That's a part of the tax code. And then that money, when it hits there, you're directing it into the menu of investment options that you have available to you. And you're saying, I don't want it to inadvertently go into an investment, a mutual fund probably, that among those holdings are companies that violate my values as a Christ follower. And so the first thing you need to do is look at what those menu of choices are, because even though the company's matching your contributions, they don't get to pick the investments. You do. And so you'd want to look at what those menu of choices are and see, are there any of the faith-based investing fund families already in there? Because increasingly, these 401k plan administrators, as demand is rising, are adding these fund families to these 401ks. And it could be that you've got an Eventide or a Timothy or, one of those fund families already in there, and you could choose that. If you don't, option B would be to put it in. They may have what's called a brokerage window, which is essentially where you put the money in the 401k, and instead of choosing the menu of choices, you're able to use this quote unquote brokerage window to invest in any stock, bond, or mutual fund, and then you could choose one of the faith-based investing funds. So here's what I would do. I would start contributing immediately. You could leave it in the money market until you make your selection, but I want you to get it going in there so we're starting to accrue some money. And then I want you to go download the free resource I mentioned a moment ago at faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. That's faithandinvesting.com/faith, F-I. That's going to give you a free resource with all the faith-based investing fund families on it that, you know, we believe are vetted and would align with your values. And then you can see if any of those mutual funds exist currently in your 401k. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate that. It makes me feel much better.
You're welcome, Estella. Thanks for calling today. God bless you. We appreciate you being on the program. Well, folks, we're about to head to another break here. When we come back, I know we have some more calls holding. We will try to get to one or two of those before we round out. But we're so thrilled Tim Todd's going to be with us. Tim is with Revival Fires International. He's going to give us an update on what's happening for National Truth for Youth Bible Week here at American Family Radio. What an exciting week. More on that straight ahead. Stay with us.
We see and hear about the big public issues happening in our nation's capital, but what about the things that happen behind the scenes? That information can give us the whole story and help shape our opinions. That's why you need to listen to Washington Watch Weekend with Tony Perkins. He and his guests will give you all parts of the Washington news from a conservative Christian perspective. Catch Washington Watch Weekend Saturdays at 5:05 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central, and Sunday mornings at 3 Central on AFR.
Hey, moms and dads, are you at your wit's end? Hi, this is Mark Gregston with Parenting Today's Teens. I'm so grateful for the partnership we have with American Family Radio. We share a common goal to bring hope to hurting families through the life-changing medium of radio. Be sure to listen Saturday afternoons at 4:30 Central on American Family Radio. Find help and hope for your family with Parenting Today's Teens.
Are you searching for a way to become a better, faithful steward of the resources that God has given you? Well, download the FaithFi app and join the 37,000 others who are already using our app. The FaithFi app will provide you with wisdom, community, and simply help you stay on track with your finances. We have three money management options to choose from, so find an option that fits your unique needs. It's available on desktop or mobile. Simply go to faithfi.com and click app to get started.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Hey, great to have you with us today. I'm Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Well, this is a week we look forward to here at AFR all year. It's National Truth for Youth Bible Week as kids head back to school. Imagine them heading back to school with in their hands a Truth for Youth Bible that they can then put in the hands of a teen, a student, a peer that has not yet come to Christ. Well, that's the opportunity you have right now. We've been celebrating that all week as we press toward our goal of getting 60,000 Bibles in the hands of teens as you partner with us at tfy.org. We're so thrilled to be joined by President of Revival Fires International, Evangelist Tim Todd. Tim, great to have you with us.
Glad to be here, Rob, and I appreciate you having me on your program.
I'm delighted. So, Tim, there may be some folks out there thinking, wait a minute, this sounds too good to be true. You mean I just head to tfy.org and with a couple of clicks of a button, Revival Fires International is going to make sure that Bibles get into the hands of teens that can be passed on to another teen that doesn't yet know Christ? That sounds too good to be true, and yet that's exactly what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Rob. And of course, the phone number is 844-530-8890, 844-530-8890. And when your listeners call that number, we are going to give away free of charge one Bible per teenager, per household, for parents and grandparents that call in for their children and grandchildren, as well as the young people themselves. For each one, like you said, that will commit to give it to their friends in school that don't know Jesus and shine the light of the gospel into the public schools of America. So We are at, right now, Rob, 28,100 as of last night.
Okay.
So we really need to get the phones burning up, and we are definitely planning to meet that goal of more than 60,000 Bibles that will be legally smuggled into America's public schools.
I love it. Folks, you heard Tim Todd just there, 28,000 as of last night. You might say, well, wait a minute, I'm doing the math. It's Thursday and we're not quite yet halfway there. Well, that's okay. We can do this together. We just need a big crescendo to the end here today and tomorrow. So if you would take the opportunity right now to jump on board and head to tfy.org or call 844-530-8890, you can help us reach that goal. Tim, tell us about this beautiful Bible. I'm looking at it, but it's really designed and created with teens in mind, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Rob. In fact, it's got the entire New Testament in the God's Word translation, which is very easy to understand but extremely accurate, along with 100 pages of comic stories, graphic novels, illustrated comics in the front section that deal with the truth about issues of moral concern that young people are confronted with on a daily basis, like sexual purity and things like what the Word of God says about homosexuality and things like abortion. We deal with the truth about pornography, drugs, drunkenness, peer pressure, many, many other subjects like cutting, sexting, bullying, suicide in graphic novels, comic stories. So it's just eye-popping, spectacular graphics. But this Bible, we've got the Students' Legal Rights on public school campus on the back cover to let our young people know that legally they do have the right to give Bibles away on campus during non-instructional time. And if we want to bring America back to God, Rob, we need to reach a generation of young people with the truth of God's Word. And that's what this project, this campaign is all about.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I couldn't agree more. And Tim, unpack that just for a moment, because some of our listeners may not realize what you just said. And I'm so thrilled that you give them the tools they need to know that they are permitted to do this through non-instructional hours. But this is something that can be done across the United States. It is legal, right?
Yes, it is. In fact, the way the law is interpreted, which I don't know that I agree with this at all, but the liberal media and the politically correct try to tell you that adults don't have the right to give Bibles away on campus. But young people, whether they agree with that or not, young people definitely do have the legal right to give Bibles away. So we encourage young people to take the Truth to Youth Bible, give it away at lunch hour or between classes, before school or after school, and watch the miracle that takes place on that school campus as young people are getting these Bibles. You know, when we started this, Rob, 1.1 million Bibles ago, 23 years ago, with AFA and AFR, we have given away 1.1 million of these Bibles, and we've received decision cards from more than 25,000 young people that have been saved for the first time as a result of getting a copy of the Truth for Youth Bible. So it is an evangelism outreach. The young people giving the Bibles away are becoming soul winners, and the young people receiving the Bibles, not only are they getting the Word of God back in school, but many of them are giving their life to Jesus Christ, and we thank God for it.
Obviously, God's Word does not return void, so those 25,000 decision cards are just the ones we know of. Only heaven will tell us how many ultimately came to Christ as a result of receiving one of these Bibles. You know, Tim, there's really two things they can do when they go to tfy.org or call 844-530-8890, 844-530-8890. They can request a Bible for one of the teens in their household, right, to give away, but they can also give to ensure that more Bibles are going to other teens. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is. In fact, and I encourage not only people to give to help with this project, as well as getting the free Bibles, but they can also order multiple copies if they get a case or more. They get them for what I pay for them. I pay $2 per copy for the Bibles, and if they get a case of 50 of them or more than I let them have them at my cost, only $2 each.
Yeah, very good. Well, I just did it during the break. It took about 60 seconds to do. And so, folks, you can do the same thing. Help us reach this goal of 60,000 Bibles distributed as a result of Truth for Youth Bible Week here at American Family Radio. As Tim said, as of last night, we're a little less than halfway there, which means today and tomorrow need to be big days. You can help us do that. Again, TFY.org. That stands for Truth for Youth, TFY.org, or if it's easier, just pick up the phone right now, 844-530-8890. Tim, I'll give you the last word. Why is this so critical right now?
Because America is in trouble, and I'm convinced that if we want to bring our nation back to God, we've got to do what the devil did, except times 10. What the devil did is he went into our schools with evolution and socialism and humanism and secularism, all the other isms that the devil is using, and just brainwashed our children. We got to get the Word of God back in school. I believe this is one of the layers that will help us reach our nation. So again, the number is 844-530-8890. One Bible per teenager, per household, Rob, free of charge. And all we ask is they commit to give the Bible to their friends in school that don't know Jesus, offering them the truth of God's Word, the only hope that our young people have in these last days. And you already know, Rob, we've got so many testimonies of young people that were considering suicide, that were on drugs, that were in godless relationships, and God has used the Truth Youth Bible to bring the spiritual eternal impact these young people need by bringing them back to God, bringing them to God. So we thank the Lord for what God is doing, and I'm just trusting that we're going to get over that 60,000 Bible mark as a result of your listeners getting on the line, getting on the website, and helping us bring our nation back to God.
Oh, Tim, that is well said. Folks, you heard the call. Now's the time to respond. Again, that phone number, 844-530-8890 or tfy.org. You can help us reach that goal, and we're on our way to 60,000 Bibles distributed. We'll put one of these Bibles in your hand. Again, if your student will commit to passing that on to another student during non-instructional hours on campus who has not been reached with the gospel yet, or if you'd like to give to make sure that more Bibles get out, that we can reach that 60,000 number, that can happen quickly and securely at tfy.org, 844-530-8890. Evangelist and president of Revival Fires International, Tim Todd, with us today. Tim, you've been a great partner here at American Family Radio for a long, long time, going all the way back to Brother Don, and we're grateful for your partnership today.
Well, we appreciate you, Rob, and thank you so much for all that you're doing to help us reach a generation of young people.
Thank you, Tim. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for being on with us today. Folks, this continues, but this is your opportunity to respond right now. We'd love for you to make that call one last time, 844-530-8890 or on the web, tfy.org. Maybe this is the chance for you just to stop what you're doing right now, jump on the web, use your smartphone, pick up the phone, and make that gift or request your Bible today. We're not going to get to 60,000 without your help, so we need you right now. All right, unfortunately, we didn't get to those final callers today. Lynn and the other callers who are there, if you'd like to hold, we'll see if we can get you scheduled for a future broadcast. We'd love to have you on with us, and I apologize. We ran out of time today. Folks, such a privilege to come alongside you each day to encourage you, to hear your stories. We count it a privilege that you invite us into your journey as a steward of God's resources. And our goal is to be hopeful, to be encouraging, to be reverent as we deal with and approach God's Word, but always to point you back to Jesus. Here's my experience. When we get this area of our lives right, our finances, it has a ripple effect through every other area of our lives and ultimately will lead to a more intimate relationship with the Lord. That's our goal. Hey, big thanks to my team today. I couldn't do this without them. Taylor Stanrich, Pat Montague, Devin Patrick, grateful for Tim Todd joining us as well, and everybody here at FaithFi that makes this happen. Thanks to that team. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.